How strong are ants compared to humans? This is one of the craziest questions I've been asked, and even though, at first glance, we might believe that ants are more powerful than human beings, specifically, worker ants, since they have a tiny thorax in which their major muscles are seamlessly integrated to generate greater strength and power work. The truth is that ants in similar conditions to humans would not be stronger than a human. Surprised? In fact, the reason is focused on proportion, the force of gravity, and volume. Or also the well-known square cube law. Which is a formula that explains how the size of an individual and their muscular structure has a great influence on their motor skills. It is a bit complicated, but it will be a pleasure for me to explain this phenomenon in detail later if you wish. But as you can see, the world of bugs and insects can be fascinating and complex, full of mysteries and interesting details. Here you will learn why ants are important to our planet and the essential purpose of an ant as an individual. That said, you may be wondering how to get the most out of this blog. I am glad that you asked this question since we have taken the time to create content that not only evades all your doubts about the Formicidae, the scientific name of the ants, but also entertains you with videos that will be presented to you after giving you a detailed explanation of a topic, as well as a series of illustrative images/pictures about what you just read. You will be able to see informative infographics and even boxes of characteristics and a great general catalog of the ants of the world. Anything necessary to become the definitive guide on arthropods and ants at an informative and educational level. Without forgetting our boxes of curiosities. Not enough for you? Do you think that is too much written information? Well, don't worry, because we have thought of everything. If you feel that the information about the world of ants is super interesting, but you don't have the time to read everything, then it is not necessary since we have taken this blog to the next level by creating audios that you will find at the beginning of each paragraph in the that our good friend Jack will narrate all the written information to you. With this in mind, I sincerely thank you for visiting us, and I promise you that it will be worth joining us on this amazing journey. Now that we've broken the ice, let's start with something easy. What are ants? Well, ants are very interesting and eusocial insects, the highest level of social organization that occurs in certain animals. Living in hives and working as a team to get food for the entire hive is a great feature of these arthropods. These belong to the Formicidae family. Its scientific name is Formicidae. These insects are very common throughout the world and are found in approximately 12,000 different species. Ants are known for their social organization and their ability to build large and complex colonies. Although at first glance, they may seem harmless, these small animals are capable of causing great problems to other organisms, as well as to human beings. Some even believe that ants can somehow be a danger to our health, but nothing further in reality. Among the thousands of existing species to date, there is a record that each of these ants has unique behavior and characteristics. In general, ants are divided into three large groups: those that live in colonies, those that live alone, and those that are parasitic. Later, we will delve into each of these divisions. Ant colonies are usually made up of thousands or even millions of individuals and are divided into different categories according to their function within the colony. The main types are workers, soldiers, and queens.